Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And whatever time it is, wherever you are, in Jesus' name, amen, we are here in the name of the Lord, and we particularly want to welcome our first-time listeners. Welcome, one and all. We invite you to join us in our chat room, and our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just want to thank everyone for joining us. And I particularly want to thank all the saints who got up this morning to come to the 8 o'clock prayer meeting. It was so refreshing to go into warfare together in Jesus' name as our commander-in-chief led us into battle. I want to thank you, one and all. We're going to be doing some more of that in the days to come, you know. The Lord gave us a little break, but we're going to be right back at it again. So, for those of you who missed it this morning, you'll get it the next time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just want to thank the Lord for his goodness to us. We've had a very interesting year. It's had a lot of strong places and some places, well, we're working on it. Amen? But the Lord is with us, and he's in our midst. And he's testing our hearts. He's strengthening us. He's giving us joy and peace. As we're on this fast and we're fellowshipping with him, things are getting better. That's right. Yes, it's dark outside. I'm never going to tell you that's not darkness outside. It's dark out there. But you see, saints, some people will never come to the Lord. They'll never surrender. They'll never lay down their old self-life until things get really hard and really bad. They're hard-headed. They're stiff-necked. Remember when Pharaoh was resisting the Lord, and he would harden his own heart, and then God would come back and harden his heart some more. But you see, in the end, God won the battle. He won the war. Pharaoh's army was drowned in the Red Sea. So you see, the Lord is taking us through this, get ready, get ready, get ready. You're being trained. You're being trained. And we're learning and we're growing. And you know, saints, some people think that all you have to do is come up here and get your demons cast out, and that's it. But that's not the truth. You see, if you don't have some word in you, if you don't have some godly character developed in you, if you haven't learned how to have a strong relationship with your Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, when the demons go out, sooner or later they come back trying to take that territory over again. And you got to have something, or else they'll be back, and you'll be seven times worse than you were before. So you can't just get them cast out and that's the end of that. No, it's not like that at all. And many of us know that. We have to have a real strong life in Jesus, and we're developing that. Some of us are still around family members, and their demons are still transferring to us, and we have to stay strong in the Lord. Amen? Amen. And you know, you may as well start practicing your warfare for when you have to be around your family. You may as well get it going because you know that time is a-coming. Yes, it's coming soon. And you got to be stronger this year than last year. You got to be quicker this year than last year. You got to be keener this year than last year. Amen? The Lord's taught us a lot, and we've grown quite a bit. You know, before you used to cave in and let your emotions take over everything. And then there you go. You know, your little deliverance went right out the window. Well, this year, we've been growing. We've gotten stronger. So you shouldn't let your emotions come in and just wipe you out again. Amen? Yes, they're going to say ugly little things. They're going to be ugly. You know, they're full of darkness. They're going to be ugly. But you have to be strong in the Lord. Amen? And in the power of his might. So, church, we're going forward with the Lord in Jesus' holy name. Amen? Amen. And those of you that were afraid to put a scripture in the prayer room this morning, don't be afraid. Jump right in there with your sword of the Spirit to your warfare scripture in there too. That's right. You see all your brothers and sisters coming in there with these scriptures, and they're swinging them around like big old swords. You can do it too. You get right on in there. You get your scriptures ready. And you, when we have the prayer meetings, you put your scriptures in there too. It matters, you see. God is watching us. And he's encouraging us. You see? So you get your scriptures out. And when we go to war, you put your scriptures in too. Amen? Your scriptures are just as important as everybody else's. Amen? So praise the Lord. Don't feel like, well, boy, they got it all together. Look at all those scriptures. You go right in the Bible and get you a scripture, too. Ask the Lord to give you some scriptures. Amen? Ask the Lord to give you some scriptures to put in when we're doing warfare. Amen? Amen. Everybody should be a part. Amen, everybody. And we just want to thank the Lord for everybody that came up because the Lord's given us victory. Amen. We want to thank him. And, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that you saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, your arm brought salvation and your righteousness it sustained. We thank you, Lord, that we're called to be global prayer warriors for you. We are here, Lord, to do the warfare that you desire for us to do. You know the answers that you want to bring in this world, Lord. And you know that you're training us to be the ones to pray the prayers that you want prayed, to do the warfare that you want done so you can bring the victories that you desire to bring. We want to thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're making up the hedge and you're standing in the gap. We thank you, Lord, that you intercede for us. You know what our weaknesses are, Lord. You know where we need strength. For sometimes we don't know what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saint according to the will of God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have some members tonight that are going through some difficult situations. They're very hard. They're very pressing. They're very painful. So, Father, because of the love of Jesus Christ, because of the blood covenant, because of your love for us and your mercy and compassion, we're going to go into intercession for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint your people in their prayer languages, Father, right now to intercede for these saints. Urisite de brisha der gusa de bri, yer kohor kisa
Yarugola lelese terabrisa terabruca di diosuta. Yarugi bebebesha terabruca di diai. Yarugola lelese terabrisa terabruca di diudera brique. Sille le diosunde la ruca terabrica di diosuta. Yarababa babashota, ricise. Erki bebebesha terabruca le di andramana. Rusa terabrica di diandra bresa terabrica di. Erusala di aha leleoso terabrica di. Silla la riosun de brique, chanda rugusun do rusuta, irrisite de brehe le lirian de bri, kiba babasho reggae sende roho lele andala barahasa, urre bebebeche de brique de vidusa, yarrigise de brique de vidusu de brique de, silla la riosun de rababashu na 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 no na kusha tarabri, irrigise de brehe le lirioson de bri. Sanda la broca de la brisa de la braca de la brisa de Dio sunde, ora bebebe sheta, rugusa mamma mamma kusha, yarra geseta, rugosun de la bre, irrisita la broca de la brisa, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. You know, there are times in life, Father, when we think that we have experienced a setback. Ekala la leosun de la brike. But you know, Lord, to you, setbacks are that we think of as setbacks are stepping stones for you. They're rungs in the ladder. One more place to place our feet. One more place to go up higher. So, Lord, to all of those who feel as though they experienced a setback, we ask you, Lord, to help them to see it from your perspective and to know that it's not a setback, it's a step up in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're the mighty one of Israel. Yes, your voice shall be heard in the power of your word because you are the mighty one of Israel. Father, we know that you created the whole world. You established the foundations. You moved back the vast expanse, and you made for a globe, a sphere, and you hung everything on nothing. Surely the God who has done all of that cannot fail. Amen. Surely the God who has done all of that cannot fail, and his followers cannot fail either, because the overcomer, the Holy One, lives within us. And Jesus brings the victory. Yes, Jesus brings the victory. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. It may look strange. You see, Job went through a situation where it didn't look to him like he would ever get the victory. But you know, Lord, Job got the victory. Job got the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. There were plenty of times when Job thought there would never be a victory. He just couldn't get a victory. He couldn't find one. One wouldn't find him. But guess what? When you stepped in, Job got the victory. Job got the victory. And it was an overwhelming and surpassing victory, Lord. So, Father, we thank you. When we become weary in well-doing, strengthen us, Lord. Give us your strength. There is power, power. Wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb of God. And Lord, tonight we call on that power. Mm-hmm. We call on the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ, the power that washes away our sins, the power that gives us strength from day to day, the power that lifts us up when we would fall down, the power that brings us forward when we would go backward. We want to thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We receive your power. Yes, your power. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we receive your power tonight, Lord. We receive your strength. We receive your overwhelming victories for us because you have planned no defeat for your church, no defeat for your people, no defeat for your saints. There was no defeat for you, and we are living our lives in Christ, in God. There's no defeat in Jesus. There's no defeat in our God. No matter what man may say, we do not fear man. We bind the fear of man. We'd rather obey God than man. Hallelujah. We would rather obey God than man. And we want to thank you, Father, for building us up to that place where we can stand against man and whatever he has to say, because man does not have the last word. God does. God always has the last word. So, Lord, we want to thank you that you cannot lie. And what you have promised us, you are going to do. We may not be able to see it in the natural, but it exists. It exists because it's in you. It's not imaginary. It's not make-believe. It's not fantasy. It's real and it's tangible. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence of things that we can't see. And by it, the elders obtained a good report. Yes, Lord, women receive their dead back to life. Sarah receives strength to conceive. All kinds of wondrous things happen because of faith, Lord. We want to thank you for strengthening our faith tonight. We want to thank you for strengthening our resolve to stand on the word, to trust your word, and to hold on to the promises you have given us, because it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises, Lord. It's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. Yes, the promises are ours. They are yes and amen. Yes, they are. They're ours. But we have to hold on to the end, Lord. You told us we have to hold on to the end. Yes, Lord. We receive your strength tonight. We receive your power tonight. We receive your might tonight. We thank you for strength to stand in spite of the obstacles. In spite of how it seems, in spite of how it sounds, in spite of how it feels, we thank you for strength to stand in Jesus' name. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Because, Lord, we have not believed cunningly devised fables. No, this is the truth. The word of God is truth. We thank you that we are developing a love for the truth. We're learning to lean on the everlasting arms. We thank you, Father. We thank you and we give you praise. We thank you that our armor is not imaginary. It's spiritual. It's powerful. And it came from God. It will do everything that God intended for it to do. When you speak, Father, the very power and virtue to bring about what you say is in your word. The very power and virtue to bring forth what you say is in your word. We but receive it. We must choose to receive it and to embrace it and to hold on to it and to make it our own. You see, the word that you speak to us, Father, must finally become flesh to us. It must finally become flesh to us. We receive it, Father. We receive it. We receive it. You are a God that cannot lie. It's not possible for you to lie. Satan is the father of every lie. But we thank you, Lord, that we have found the truth in life. We found your son, Jesus Christ. He came and got us. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful that he came to get us, that he came to heal us, that he came to deliver us, that he came to wash us clean in his blood. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you love us. No matter what we go through, you love us, and we are not orphaned. You will never leave us nor forsake us. We know this. We know it deep in our spirits, Lord, deep in our spirits. We know that the gates of hell cannot prevail against your church. We know this, Lord. We believe it. We know you're our shepherd, and we shall not want. We know that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives us strength. So, Father, we choose to cast down those wicked imaginations and every thought and every event and all words that contradict what you have told us you're going to do from your word. We pull it down. We pull it down. Pull it down. We arrest it. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We shackle it with shackles. We put it in the cage in Jesus' name. And we send it to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We put our cares and concerns under the feet of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you're a good God. And your power is everywhere. Everywhere that you are, your power is. There's no lack of power in your kingdom. There's no lack of authority in your kingdom. There's no lack of dominion in your kingdom. Because you're God and God alone. There is no one other than you or besides you. So we want to thank you, Lord. So, Father, help us to rise up in Jesus. Help us to live strong in the Lord. We ask you, Father, to lead us and guide us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord, for walking us through every event of our lives, moment for moment. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. Satan, everything that you're bringing against the righteous, we're sending it right back to you. We're returning it to sender right now. In Jesus' holy name, we send it right back. We raise the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the wicked one in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and all of his wicked plans and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We're closing the open doors of access to the enemy in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. And the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return them from whence they came in the name of Jesus Christ. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all Jezebel spirits, all reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, all electronic and technology devils, all digital demons, all electromagnetic attacks, all smart technology and their particles in Jesus' name. We bind the things that have been released against God's people, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We bind every technology demon and all of their attacks. We bind the artificial intelligence in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, and every attack from every witch, warlock, wizard, sorcerer, shaman, and divinator in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them. We send them right back. We release those attacks right back in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sex devils and their attacks. All of their attacks and the sex devils come under the fire of God right now in Jesus' name. Every one of them, all unclean spirits, their attacks, under the fire of God in Jesus' name. Passive devils and their attacks, under the fire of God in Jesus' name. Pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits and their attacks, under the fire of God in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, under the fire of God in Jesus' name. Yes, all of it under the fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. All mystic rituals in their intent, targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons in their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies attacks, and the work of every druid we bind in Jesus' name. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, all 5G and their components. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we send every attack back where it came from. All hypnotic and trance devils, their attacks, mystic rituals, and their intent. We overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the magicians and those who conjure it up. We bind every order of magic and mystic art, Hindu, African, Indian, European, Australian, American, Caribbean, Latin American, black and white magic, all Chaldean, Egyptian, Kabbalah, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, and every other form of wickedness and magic. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you back where you came from. We didn't ask for you. Our Heavenly Father didn't order you. You're illegal, and we bind you in Jesus' name. We send it back. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, all gray goo, black goo, Rukusa, and any other color goo, all of those particles, all of those nanoparticles. We bind you in Jesus' name, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin and the cultures that we live in. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in the name of Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Yes, Lord, just to take you at your word. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of slanting, spirits of sabotage, and the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. You have no power over us in the name of Jesus. We bind Mammon and his agents and all spirits sent forth to intimidate. We shall not be intimidated in Jesus' name, for we hold on to no fear in the name of Jesus. Nothing is more real than Jesus Christ and his Father. Nothing is more real. Heaven and earth shall pass away,
but his word never passes away. We bind every demon sent forth to intimidate. We bind intimidation, and we command it to come up and out of the people of God right now in Jesus' name. Every form of intimidation, come out of God's people. All fear of man, all fear of judgment, all fear of criticism, you're bound in Jesus' name. Cough that out. That's not of Jesus Christ. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect, the word says? It's God who justifies. He is our righteousness. Who can stand against the king? Who can stand against the king? We bind the demons sent forth to sabotage us, to spy on us and destroy us and infect and wear us down. We bind every devil sent forth to wear us down in Jesus' name, to mock us, to lie against us, to manipulate and harass us, to hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, make-believe, fantasy, spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, all antichrist ideologies and doctrines, all Ahab and Jezebelic practices and spirits, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We pull him down. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of pride and all of his underlings in Jesus' name. We take off his crown and we strip him of his kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, biopic, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind all defilement by wizards, and we return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out of the saints and go back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the covenant. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the word of God in the name of Jesus. We bind every demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifice. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power over us. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for having them in derision in Jesus' name. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Atlas, Mammon, and Apollyon in the name of Jesus. We undo the works Rukasa, of every demonic weapon, fireball, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We forbid the devil to attempt to harass us using intimidation and fear tactics in Jesus' name. We send them back on his own head in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, and its intent in the name of Jesus. We return it on the heads of the devil and on the heads of wherever it came from in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that has come against us through the computers, through the cell phones, off the cell towers, through any form of technology. And we cough those devils up in the name of Jesus Christ and send them right back. Send them right back where they came from in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness. Hallelujah. To undo heavy burdens. We thank you, Lord, that the anointing destroys the yoke in Jesus' name. To let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. In whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Lord, for your power. We pull out all the fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, and everything sent to us by the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it right back. We bind all the demons of the night. We take authority, dominion, and power over them. We bind the bad dreams, the nightmares, the sex dreams. We forbid anyone or anything to try to get into our dreams. We bind everything that we were fed in our dreams, and we cough it out now in Jesus' name and send it right back where it came from. We command them to stay away. Father, we thank you, and we ask you for giant warrior angels to protect us and our property as we sleep, all through the night, even through the day. And we thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst, Lord. We thank you for your fiery wall that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you, Lord, that with your fiery sword we cut and circumcise ourselves from all the cords of the enemy in Jesus' name. We circumcise ourselves, and we burn these ungodly cords and ley lines in Jesus' name. We sever and burn all these ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledge, pacts, leads, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm in Jesus' name. Free indeed in the name of Jesus. We break down and tear down every wall of protection around all witches, all wizards, warlocks, Satanists, nanobots, shamans, sorcerers, whatever they be called, everything named and not named, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, We break the power of the curses that they're throwing in. You know they're doing it, Lord. Vexes, all the hexes, all the witchcraft, the psychic warfare, the fetishes, the charms, the voodoo, the magic, all that sorcery, Lord. Oh, la de Osua, they're vying for powers. They are attacking in the name of Jesus. We bind their bewitchments, their potions. We bind their tormenting, their pain, the sickness, disease, and destruction, all that psychic power that's being released, all the root works, crystals, and hoodoo, all the chantings and incantations, all the tribal rituals and sin. We break the power, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind every strong man. We bind every spirit guide. We bind all of the spirits that are influencing the witches, the warlocks, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we return their wicked works upon their own heads in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you for the glory of God. We thank you for your glory, Lord Jesus, and we give you the praise. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, saints, whenever you're not able to listen to us live, you can always recast the broadcast in our archive sermons. Just pull up the website, miracleinternetchurch.com, and across the banner it says Archive Sermons. Click that and scroll down until you find the most recent broadcast. Amen. That's the way we do it. And if you're new, if you have a cell phone, use your browser to locate miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines across a black background. That's the link, not the picture. Not anything else. The three white lines is the link. You click that, and it opens up all the other links to you. So there you have it, right there in Jesus' name. We want to thank the Lord for you. Well, saints, tonight the Lord wants to talk to us about light in the Lord. Light in the Lord? Yes, light in the Lord. He wants to talk about that. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 15, Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Well, that's where we are. Regardless of what nation you live in, that's where we all are. We're living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. But in the midst of this, you see, we've been sent into the kingdom for such a time as this. We're supposed to be here now in this dark. Because among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that we may rejoice in the day of Christ. Amen? We shine like lights in the world. There's darkness out there, but when God's children come around, there's light. And the light dispels the darkness. It always works that way. The light dispels the darkness. Saints, we're entering into the season of high days. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, basically it means that witchcraft is accentuated and there will be more attacks. That's right. There will be more attacks. The devil will be trying to get away with more and more. He'll be trying to steal your healing from you. He'll be trying to convince you of some lie he's concocted. It sounds like it's true, but it's not truth. That's what it means.
It means that those who operate in witchcraft and the occult will be busy doing their wickedness. So, we should be on our guard. We should. We should be on our guard, whether at home, at work, and even at leisure. At home, at work, and even at leisure. Even though we must be keen in our spiritual warfare, we must keep our focus on the Lord Jesus and walk in his plan for us in order to attract souls to himself. That's right. We're going through this spiritual warfare time, we must keep our focus on the Lord Jesus. We must fellowship with our Heavenly Father, and we must daily walk in his plan for us in order for him to use us to attract souls to himself. Amen. You see, saints, you think, I'm going through a hard time right now. I'm going through trouble. I'm going through tribulation. There's somebody watching you go through all that, and they're getting encouraged and strength, watching you stand, watching you fight, watching you not cave in and never giving up. So don't think that you're not witnessing. You are. You witness through your life, through your lifestyle. In Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 16, Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. You see, that's what they said when Jesus began to preach and tell everybody they needed to repent because God's kingdom had come. The people that had been in darkness for all those years, they suddenly saw great light. See, light sprung up, and that's what happens in God's people. He fills us with himself, and his light is in us for others to see him. That's right. His light is in us for others to see him. When we are out in public or around family and friends, we must allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine through us. Remember, there was this song long time ago about shine, Jesus, shine. Well, he does. He shines through his people. Yes, he does. So, saints, let him shine through you. Let Jesus shine through you. Yes, there will always be those who refuse to accept or believe our witness for Jesus. But we are reaching for those who will believe. That's right. There are always going to be those scoffers, and the naysayers, and the unbelievers. Those people will always be there. But we're reaching for those who might believe, who will believe. That's who we're reaching for. We just keep on reaching. We just keep going. We don't need to quote every scripture that we've heard, and we don't need to preach a sermon either. But we do need to be a living sermon that spreads more than words. We do need to be a living sermon that spreads more than words. Think about that. Think of yourself, your life, as a living sermon that spreads more than just words. You see, we are living epistles. We are living letters. We are read by people everywhere. They watch us. Out of their darkness, they still see us, and they know that light is in us. Even on days where we are seriously under attack, when things aren't quite as we desire, God can use us. God can use us. That's right. God can use us. Don't think because you're having a day that's not quite the way you wanted the day to go and you're not quite feeling it that God can't use you. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. God uses people, all kinds of people, to bring his will to pass. Well, how can that be, Pastor, you say? Today, I'm tired. I'm a bit out of sorts, Pastor, and I don't seem to be able to get it all together either. Well, guess what? The Holy One lives in you, and he can get you together when you can't. Trust him to do it, and he will. Well, first of all, the Lord lives in you, whether you feel it or not. He's in there. He lives there. He told you to abide in him, and he would abide in you. And whatever you asked, he'd do it. Well, guess what? It's so. You see? He is in you, and so is his love. Even when you feel out of sorts, his love is still in you. Mm-hmm. If you take a few moments to regroup and refocus, all will be well in the end. Amen. If you take a few moments to regroup and refocus, all will be well in the end. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, but as he hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or lifestyle. Have a holy lifestyle so that God can put you on display. Have a holy lifestyle. Abstain from those things that give the appearance of evil. Live as though everybody in the world is watching you and your witness right then. That's right. It's that way. In John chapter 12, verse 46, John chapter 12, verse 46, Jesus says, I am come a light into the world. And whosoever believes on me, whosoever, isn't that interesting? God says, whosoever, whosoever. Think about it. Believeth on me should not abide in darkness. I keep saying this is a whosoever faith. Whosoever will. Whosoever will allow the Lord to use them. Whosoever will submit themselves to him, whosoever will trust him and believe him, whosoever will obey him. This is a whosoever faith. You can be a whosoever if you wish to be. You can be a whosoever if you wish to be. And there's nothing that anybody can do to stop you from being a whosoever for Jesus. That's right. You can be the whosoever who does the thing that God wants. That's right. You can be that one. Nobody can. Yes, you can. You see, the world lives in utter darkness. Many of them are depressed due to the pandemic. So those who can't afford it will be trying to buy things to appease their fleshly nature. We all know that material things entertain for a brief time. But afterward, the reality comes to the forefront. You know, they're out there trying to get something to tickle their trickle. But you know, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. It never does. They need to see some Jesus light glowing from within his saints. They may not be willing to surrender to Jesus or even to admit that they have a need. Now, you know, these folks come with varying degrees of pride. Some of them, you got to wait on them. They've got way too much pride. It's the truth. But there needs to be a witness to them for them to remember and to reflect upon. There needs to be a witness. There needs to be a witness. So, saints, let Jesus shine through you. We must begin by offering ourselves to the Lord and asking him to use us to be a witness. That's right. You know, it's amazing what the Lord will do if you just ask him. Some people are absolutely shocked at what God will do if you just ask him. Ask him. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. God will use you to be a witness if you desire that, if you ask him. It may be a simple phone call that gives someone the chance to change their life. It might be just that simple, just a phone call. Just a word of encouragement. Just a listening ear. It might be that simple. We shouldn't limit our witness to those we know best. We shouldn't just think, oh, you know, we're going over there for Thanksgiving. And you know who's going to be there. And no, there are more people than that. There are people on the street that you don't even know, live right on that same street. They might be out there walking their dog. You know, you can be a witness when the Lord calls on you. Amen? It's so. It is so. Sometimes we need to expand our outlook. Sometimes we're too closed in. We just think about Aunt Millie and Uncle Bert, and we don't go any further than that. Oh, we need to get our family saved. But there's some other folk out there on the periphery that you're not paying attention to. that the Lord might be wanting to direct your attention to give them a word of encouragement. Think about it. Think about it. Brighten the corner where you are, wherever you happen to be. You see, there's somebody that needs to hear what Jesus has done for you. There is someone. You're not here by accident. You're not in the kingdom by accident. So there is someone that you are supposed to reach and touch. And if you give yourself to the Lord for his purposes, he will use you to do just that. Amen? Sometimes, saints, the Lord will use us to encourage another believer. That happened to me the other night at a restaurant. There was a family sitting across from me, and the lady got up, and I could tell she was a little tired, but so was I, and she forgot her tea, and she came back to the table to get it, and we had a few words of pleasant exchange between two Christians. And so I encouraged her, and she left with a smile on her face. You see, sometimes that's all the Lord needs at that moment, but it was an important moment. Don't underestimate the importance of a smile. Don't underestimate the importance of a word of encouragement to someone. You see, there are times when the Lord will use us with believers, and at other times, he will use our witness with strangers. But we have to allow the Lord to use us. Yes, that's important. Don't give up, saints. Don't give up. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus said to his followers, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Well, we're following him, and he is making us to be fishers of men, you see. You say, really? Yes, that's right. Jesus made a promise to us. He said if we would follow him, he would make us fishers of men. So we're following him. And so he's making us into fishers of men because that's what he promised. Amen? That's what he promised. And he keeps his word. Amen. Don't say not me. No. Yes, you. Yes, you. Yes, you. And if you think that the Lord has forgotten, then remind him of his promise. He tells us to put him in remembrance of his word. In Mark chapter 1, verse 17, Mark chapter 1, verse 17, Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. That's right. Now, by the way, I want to remind you about these fish. They have a smell, some of them. Some of them don't smell quite as fresh as others, but they're still fish. They're still fish. They're still important to Jesus. Amen? That's right. Not everyone is equally at ease in witnessing their faith. Some of us have seemingly more grace in other areas of our lives. But the Holy Spirit is living within you, causing you to will and to do of God's good pleasure. Just offer yourself to the Lord, saints. Offer yourself to the Lord. Secondly, we should ask the Lord to prepare us for our witnessing encounter. That's right. Ask the Lord to prepare us. He will do it. Thirdly, when the encounter comes, relax. Relax. Don't be nervous. Don't be uptight. Just relax. You know you spend a lot of time being yourself. Just relax and be yourself. The Father will give you what you ought to say and what you ought to do. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, Philippians chapter 4, 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So you see, he's never going to leave us out there standing on a limb trying to figure out what to do. He's not like that. Saints, just be yourself. Just be you. You don't have to put on this religious show. You don't have to think of yourself as, my, here I am, I can witness now, and then you go to preaching a whole sermon. No. Just allow the Lord to use you his way. You know, some people get an unction from the Lord, and then they think it means for them to take over. That's not it. You get an unction from the Lord, you say, yes, Lord, I'm available to you. And then you allow the Lord to move through you. It doesn't mean you take over, you figure out what to do, none of that part. He takes over. He already knows what to do. God made only one of you. There are no duplications. He only made one of you. He never intended for you to spend your life trying to be someone else. Just be yourself. Should persecution arise, saints, remember those who have gone before us. They suffered affliction with patience and forgiveness. Yes, they suffered affliction with patience and forgiveness. First Peter, chapter 3. We're going to verse 9. I'm going to give you a second to get there. First Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Yeah, there's going to be somebody say something ugly to you. Let it pass. Remember how the ducks let the water, you know, slide off their feathers? Just let it go. Just let it go. The demons are afraid that they'll actually listen to you and give their lives to Jesus. Don't let the demons interfere. Just bind them. Bind them. You know how to do that. We practice it all the time. You can do that. Yes, you can. Verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ, your good Christian lifestyle. You know, there's always going to be people that talk about you. They may say things that aren't even the truth, but you live so that there'll be no truth to the ugly things that they say. Amen? They're going to judge you, by the way, in case you didn't know it. They're going to judge you. They're going to want you to be who they're trying to mold you into. You see, they've got this idea that every single Christian is just alike every single Christian. No, God took people with varying temperaments and personalities and outlooks and dispositions, and he filled them with himself. And they're very much Christian. But then the ones that don't want to receive your words are going to try to tell you you need to be like somebody else. No, you don't. You need to be who God made you to be. They need to find Jesus. And don't sit there and let them just judge you. Brush that off and move on. Brush it off and move on. You know? They always, if they know you, want to remind you of where you came from. I remember way back then when you didn't da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they just go on and on and on. But, saints, you, that's not who you are anymore. So you can say, well, how you like me now? How you like me now? I'm not who I used to be. How you like me now? Yes. In 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 21, 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin. Neither was guile or deceit found in his mouth, who when he was insulted, insulted not again. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. He didn't bother. He wasn't going to get sucked into it. You know, they can provoke you. They've known you for years. They know which buttons to push to get you going. But you got to cover your buttons, you see. You got to cover your buttons. You got to unplug that thing. Amen. When he suffered, he threatened not. I know that's hard for some of us to do. But you know, the Holy Spirit is in you to help you overcome. But committed himself to him that judges righteously. That's right. You see, when you come with the words of God, when you come with the truth, those that are in sin and they know that they are wicked, that they are not right, they're going to do everything they can to get you off their case. They don't want you uncovering what's really in them. They don't want you telling them that it's sin and that it's wrong. They don't want to hear that. But they need to hear it. They need to know. They need to know. They don't want to hear that part. But you see, it's the truth that makes people free. It's the truth. I know some of you have family members that firmly believe they're Christian. Why? Because they've been going to that church. That's the only church the family goes to. We was all baptized there, and we all got married there, and we buried grandmama out of there, and so we're Christians, but that's not quite the way it goes. You know, there are a lot of people are religious, but they're not right with God. They think that the little good works they do down at the mission is going to override the ugly they do somewhere else. That doesn't work. Amen, it doesn't work. And so that's how they live their life, and that's their religion. There are others who want to pick and choose from the gospel, and they want to decide, okay, I'll believe this part, but I don't want to believe that part. I'll believe this, but I won't believe that. Well, don't give up, saints. Yes, I know that the Bible says that unbelievers go into the lake of fire that burneth with brimstone. I know that. But don't give up. Don't get disheartened. Ask the Lord to work on them. Ask the Lord to, and have confidence in the fact that he's going to do it. Whether they respond or not is up to them. But you be a good witness. You let the light of Jesus shine through you so that they cannot stand before the throne of God and say, well, I never saw you before. I never saw you in anybody. They can't do it. You see? They have to have an opportunity. And so we have to let the love of God, his light, shine through us so that they can see him in us. You see, they have to see our good work and come to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Yes, they're going to put you to the test. Yes, they're going to talk about you behind your back. Yes, they're going to ask you, who do you think you are? Any kind of way they want to say it. Yes, they're going to be willful and stubborn and prideful. But you just keep standing for Jesus and his truth and his gospel. Amen? You see, many of us have relatives who believe themselves to be Christian, but they really aren't. Take your time with them, saints. They don't like you pointing out their sin. But be faithful to the Christian that the Lord has made you to be. Don't back down in compromise just to suit them. No. You shouldn't quarrel with them, but do stand your ground on the scriptures. Stand your ground on the scriptures. God's truth will prevail in the end. They are still in darkness. Sometimes light can be startling to those who are accustomed to darkness. It is the only way that they will see the difference between light and dark. Now let me tell you a little story about someone who has passed on, and they're not on the earth anymore. I knew this person for many years, and this person was very intelligent, very creative, very nice person, but was proud, proud person. They had this center of rebellion in them. And they decided they wasn't going to this, and they wasn't going to that, and they wasn't going to the other. And no matter what I said, they didn't want to hear it. When I introduced them to the reality that demons could be cast out of a person, they became frightened. And so I would attempt to witness periodically to this person, but it got to the point where I just had to sit there patiently and wait and wait. And I waited for a long time. I waited for many, many, many years. And when this person came to die because they became ill, I was there with them. I was there with them. I led that person through a prayer of repentance. I called Pastor Pat, and she prayed with them as well. And that person was able to make it to heaven. But you see, they had been resisting my witness for many, 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 many years. So, saints, don't get discouraged and don't give up. Amen? Don't get discouraged and don't give up. They have to have a righteous witness, even if they're trying to run from it. You see, that's the love and mercy of God, to provide them with a righteous witness so that they can't gainsay. They can't have too much to say about it when they come before his throne. You know there are going to be people standing before God's throne. And as far as they're concerned, they're going to have something to say to God. Well, this is what happened. I never see anybody act like you and blah, blah, blah. I didn't never see that in nobody. How was I supposed to believe it? The Bible's just an old book. You know, it's full of dust. Then the Lord's going to point out, no, you know so-and-so, so-and-so is mine. And so-and-so lived before you so you could see me. So you could see me. So you can't say because you didn't read the Bible out of a book that you didn't know what the Bible says. Yes, you did. You saw it in my servant. You saw it all the time. And you always had too much to say. You saw me in my servant. You saw me in this person. You saw me in that person. You saw me in the other person. You avoided me every chance you got. But you did see me. So you see, that excuse that they want to give the Lord won't hold. It won't hold because you did your part. You allowed the light of Jesus to show through you. So they did read the Bible. They read you. They did see Jesus. They saw him in you. So you see, saints, don't get discouraged. No. Saints are always to pray and not to get discouraged and give up. Just keep letting Jesus use you. Just keep letting Jesus shine through you. You might well be the only Bible that they ever read. You might well be the only Bible that they ever read. So make sure that you allow the light of Jesus to come through you. Sometimes you might have to shut your mouth when you want to say something. Nonetheless, the Lord will use that. Yes, he will. The Lord will use that. Go back in the Gospels and read when Jesus was trying to work with those stiff-necked church religious leaders. They were forever attacking him. The scribes and the Pharisees were forever coming after him. They was forever trying to trick him and get him caught in this and get him caught in that, try to get him to say this. They tried everything they could try. But you see, they could not stop his witness. He kept healing people. They criticized him for healing that woman that was all bowed over with a spirit of infirmity, that daughter of Abraham. They criticized him for that. And they told the people, don't come here on the Sabbath looking to get healed. Come some other day. Now, really? Seriously? Somebody got a life-changing healing, and all you can think to do is, now, does that make sense? But you see, that's the way the devil uses people. He uses them to hinder you. He uses them to try to slow you down. So after that experience, you said, well, Lord, that didn't work so well. I'm just not going to witness anymore. No, 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 no. Wrong response, wrong response. Erase that. Ew. Go at it again. Lord, help me. And go at it again. Don't give up. Because hell is real. Hell is real. It's very real. And while they're busy mocking you and telling you, well, huh, I'm going to hell to party with my friends, and we're going to have all the barbecue we want. They're lying, and you know it. Don't let their ugliness dissuade you. You're doing the right thing. You see, saints, the devil will oppose you when you're doing the right thing. That's right. He will oppose you vehemently, strongly, when you're doing the right thing. Because he's opposing you doesn't mean you're supposed to stop. It means you're supposed to bind him right over him and keep on doing it because you're doing the right thing. Amen? Amen. You know they're going to get together behind your back and talk about you. Well, they talked about Jesus. Besides, give them something to talk about. Make them say, well, they think they know some scriptures. Well, you do know some scriptures. They think they know God. Well, you do. Give them something to talk about. Did you know Jesus? You believe his word. His word is the truth. He is God. And he is coming back for his church. You do know something. You do know that the blood of Jesus washes sins away. You do know something. They're going to talk about you. They're going to pick at you and say little ugly things. But don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you. That's just the devil trying to get you to back off, back down, and stop. Don't let the devil get away with that. You've got armor on. You keep marching forward, forward, forward. You keep doing the right thing because it's right. The day will come that they will not be able to resist what God has been doing. Either they're going to come to Jesus or they're not. But you do your part. So when they come to stand before the Lord, they can't get away with that old lie because it will be a lie. Amen? Stand up, saint. Stand up for Jesus. He died on the cross for you and them too. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for the truth. Don't let them back you down. Why? Because they can't. Victory is in Jesus, and Jesus lives in you. Amen? You don't have to run away from encounters with people who act ugly because you stand for Jesus. No, you just keep standing for him. You just keep standing for Jesus. You just keep doing the right thing. You just keep doing what the Lord sent you to do, and you will have the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus tonight, saints. Put our hands together for Jesus. You just keep being an encourager. Sometimes you got to start being an encourager. Amen. Just keep on encouraging. Just keep on standing. Yes, they're going to act ugly. They're going to show their you-know-what. But you just look right on past that because you've seen a you-know-what before anyway. It doesn't shock you. You know where the Lord brought you from. You know everything he's brought you through. You know that you're not the weakling you used to be, that you're stronger now in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong. Don't back up. Don't back down. Just keep on standing. He kept hanging on that cross till it was finished. You keep standing till the job is done. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Don't let the devil back you down. You stand on your post doing what Jesus called you to do. Amen. Brother Bill, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Wow. All I can say. Lord, we just praise you. We praise you. We thank you for these wonderful praise reports. And here's my favorite one. It's from NK. It says, praise the Lord, KK just participated in the prayer meeting fully for the first time. And he said, wow, that was fun. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That was a fun prayer meeting today. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Daryl has a praise report. Praise the Lord. Our lost items came in the mail yesterday. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you. Dina has a praise report. I went to the wrong housing location for my travel assignment, and I paid them cash. And then I found out I was in the wrong place, and the front desk informed me that they couldn't refund my money. So D went and prayed, came back, and the manager made a call to her boss and was able to pay me all the money back, including my deposit. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. The difference prayer makes. Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for that. You always turn things around for us. And KK, he has a praise report. For decades, I had been eating in the middle of the night. The enemy would wake me up and I would go to the kitchen. I even drove to a store half asleep once just to get some candy to eat in the middle of the night. On Tuesday morning, I confessed, repented, and declared no more. I didn't do it on Tuesday night. And then the enemy poisoned me Wednesday. And then thank you, Pastor and saints, for praying for me and for Jesus healing me. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for that one, Lord, for healing KK. I remember that evening. Robert has a praise report, says, praise God, I finally killed the two crickets that snuck into my garage, and they were chirping night and day for 2 days. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. That gets aggravating when you got something making noise all the time. Praise you, Lord. And KK has another praise report. I fell asleep on the recast of pastor's message and woke up having received deliverance out of my left eye. Praise God, and thank you, Pastor, for that. Praise you, Lord. We have one from Simon SM. Praise report, my parents' retirement home has been rescued over the last 3 years after severe financial and mental turmoil. We prayed together. The Lord Jesus Christ has blessed them. Praise the Lord. God always wins. Praise you, Lord, for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Gladys has a praise report. I got some good advice in the chat late Friday night, and I turned off my electronics, computers, monitors, Wi-Fi, covered myself with the blood of Jesus before I closed my eyes and got some good sleep that night and woke up around 10 a.m. on Saturday fully rested and praising the Lord. praise you, Lord Jesus. Listen to that, saints. It'll really help you. And she has another praise report. My daughter is listening to Dr. Pat's and Dr. Sabrina's teachings now. So excited to have prayers answered, that my daughter is drawing closer to Jesus. She's praying for her husband, and we're believing for him to wake up too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And she has another praise report. I wanted to write and thank God for helping me to start conversations in the chat room, and those in the chat room for your kindness and wisdom. I'm learning so much from reading the testimonies and from your friendships towards me. I have been praying to God for godly friends of like mind. I see that he has answered my prayers. I'm truly thankful for this ministry. I see how much I've grown in the last 2 years, and I see God has recompensed me for so many answered prayers and his love, protection, and companionship. Thank you, Pastor Sabrina, Brother Bill, and Brother Marshall, and to all the cute buddies that I'm getting to know each time in the chat room. God bless you all. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. That's a wonderful testimony, Lord Jesus. I just praise you for that, Lord. Trish has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, Father God, and the Holy Spirit for guiding me to the issue with my sewing machine. It works. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Dana has some praise reports. Number one, her mother's blood pressure has stabilized. Praise you for that. And my lamp had often been making a popping sound during prayer and before bed. The hour after prayer, I exchanged it with an old bulb, continued to pop. And last night, I prayed before bed. I heard popping and asked God what it is. Got into it and woke up around 3 a.m. I was given revelation. It was a spirit. Praise God. I prayed, found it, and no more popping. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. Praise you, Lord. And she has another praise report. My arms, my shoulders and arms ache badly. I perceived to prayer using God's glittering sword of the Spirit and cut all yokes and weights off of my shoulders. Praise God, the pain in my shoulders and arms has stopped. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Beloved, since placing my request for prayers of protection a few days ago, I noticed a drastic change in the spiritual energy on the roads I now drive, and went from feeling like I was under spiritual attack, experiencing constant near-miss accidents, to being made to feel at peace while on the roads. Thank you so much for praying for me. The Lord bless you all. Praise you, Lord, for that. DCH says, Heavenly Father, thank you for having all the fasts through MIC over the past year. Thank you for having the fast starts today. I pray it will benefit me, will benefit everyone in taking part of this week's fast. I cannot thank you enough for leading me to MIC and educating me in many subjects such as healing, deliverance, spiritual warfare, and how to use the knowledge and come into agreement. God's solutions to the prayer request posted here in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Lord, for that. God bless has a praise report. He says, thank you, God, for fixing my truck and supplying all of the need of mine just in the time. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. JC has a praise report. My dental appointment was seamless. It was an easy fix. It didn't require numbing since it was a root canal too. Thank you, Father, for everything you've done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ariana has a praise report. Help my sister and her coworker, and my sister and her coworker was blessed with a few funds. I asked, oh, praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. NK says, praise a Christian friend continues to have the opportunity to witness to his boss and higher-ranking persons in Canada in his Canadian company. He's the president of the company for coercing workers to have the jab. And we praise you for that, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you. And Andrew, he has a testimony. I submitted a prayer in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room last week for a new job. I began training for a new job today. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, saints, for praying. And AK has a huge praise report. About 3 hours ago, I was under the influence of evil spirits and manifested towards my family members after coming clean with God, and then I was able to see a major blessing from God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Saints, if this 11-year-old can do it, you can do it too. And these are wonderful praise reports. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow, what praise reports.
Amen. Wonderful praise reports. And I know that there's some more out there. Some of you are just too chicken to put your praise report in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Well, don't be chicken. Give God the glory. Amen. Rise, shine. Give God the glory. Thank him for what he's done. Amen. I know God is moving. Some of you are too chicken to put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You figure, oh, I'll just pray about this myself. Mention this to the Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. God gave you help and support and agreement. Stop being so cute. Put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? You'll find out you get wonderful results when you do. Amen? That's what it's there for, to help you. And you need help. Yes, you do. Everybody needs help. There are no perfect people on this planet. Everybody breathing needs help. And you need help, too. So get up there. I don't know how to do it. Yes, you do. Oh, but you do. You can do it. You just have to make up your mind to do it. Amen? It's www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Then you go to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You sign in. You hit guest. You put your name or your handle. And then in five lines, talk to God. Talk to God. Not to us, to God. Ask him for what you want, even if you don't know how to say it quite right. Give us a couple of scriptures that you're believing him for with regard to your prayer request. And then that'll be enough. That'll be enough. Tell God thank you. That'll be enough. Amen? You can do that. Yes, you can. And God will bless you when you do. God will bless you when you do. Now, saints, some of you come up in the chat room very much. Some of you used to sign in the chat room when we were on the air, but you don't now for some reason. Well, maybe you need to go back to doing that. Go back to saying, coming up, saying hi to everybody in the chat room when we're live. That's right. It's a small thing to do, but God is taking note of our obedience. God himself is taking note of our obedience. So by all means, come up, sign in, say hi to everybody. Somebody says hi to you, you say hi back. Amen? Family of God does. The family of God acts like a family, like we love each other and we care for one another and we encourage one another. Our sister gets up there every day and tells us, shields up. Well, maybe you could come up and say thank you. Yes. Don't just sit in your little corner in your little chair, and it's just you in your little corner in your little chair. No. Come out of the corner get into the chat room and say hi to people and show love. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let's see. There was something I was supposed to pray about, Lord, but I'm trusting you to bring it back to me. Oh, okay. We have to pray. We're probably going to be praying about this more than once. In fact, after we pray now, when Brother Marshall leads us into prayer, I hope he will pray about it as well, because it's very important to us, you see. The devil is stirring in an old pot, and I'm going to tell you what the pot is called. It's called, we're going to take down the entire internet. That's what the pot is called. And so the devil is stirring in that pot again. So we're getting ready to pray right now, and we're going to trust the Lord to shut that down in Jesus' name. So if you have a business that works via the internet, they want to take the whole thing down so you can't have your business. And somebody would say, they can't do that. I've got news for that person. You don't know enough about that subject. You need to let the Holy Spirit take you into the archives so Dr. Pat Holliday can help you to understand the truth. Amen? Yes, they can. So, we're going to stand in faith believing for God to keep it up. Why? Why would they want to take the entire internet down? Because they know it's the vehicle we use to spread the truth back and forth to one another. And they don't want anybody to know the truth. They just want them to believe the narrative that they're putting out. So we're going to pray for the hand of God to move. That's what we're going to do. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we do have the internet to use as a tool. A tool, Lord. A tool to spread the gospel. A tool to do many things. A tool to communicate. A tool to explain. A tool for many purposes. But, Lord, the enemy would choose to attack. He wants to be in control of everything. But that's not possible because you're God and he's not. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to take the internet out of the enemy's hands. Rika da brusha da broca de idiotor of racate. Risa la de yasahar gustator gibebe. Risa da regisa mamamashota. Risa da broca de idioson de breke de sata. Your regisa da bruha le dion de manakashai. Yarra bababa kur kise de rukoshi. Erigisa da mara kur kosotor obri. Rike shanda da broca de idioson de breke de radiosuta. Yarregisa be shanda rukuho le kisa. Yarre bebe bebe se mama mama kushata. Righe burru hule le diende. Risa tara broca le diya satara bre. Irrisata ra broca le diende ra broca di dio satara bre. Sata rucohara. Yarre catere monosha tere brusa kata. Righe de e satara broca. Amen. Praise your Lord. We place the entire internet, the WWW internet, into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take it out of the devil's territory, and we hand it to the Lord Jesus Christ. We transfer it to him. The government of the internet is now on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we bind the devil that think that they are God, that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, if they feel like it. We strip them of their power in the name of Jesus Christ, and we transfer it back to Jesus, because all power belongs to God. We thank you, Lord, that you will handle this matter. We'll keep praying, Lord. We'll keep fasting. We'll keep standing. We'll keep believing. And we know you'll keep moving. So we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for all you do, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to go to our guest call-in. And our guest call-in number is area code 319. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Again, that's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And we're going to area code 952 in Jesus' name. You're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Great. I am going to make this fast because I know others are waiting in line to get on. The first thing I'm calling about is I used to take pictures, and my pictures, not bragging, but my pictures would be very pretty pictures. But these past, like maybe 5-6 years, I take a picture and I look at it and I look like an old, drawn up, gray, wrinkled up witch. That's what I look at. But then when I pass people, they tell me, "Oh, your skin is so pretty. You look so young. You don't look like you're 64." You know. But when I look at myself, and sometimes in the mirror, I can see me. But then at other times I look in the mirror, it's like this old, wrinkled-up, witchly-like looking, gray-looking, wrinkled woman. Okay, that's the first one. And the second one, I like prayer for breaking soul ties from people that molested me. And number two is for my head trauma. I've had three specific major head traumas. One was when I was young, and I used to think that I walked behind my brother that had one of those mallet picks, and think he was digging a hole, and it hit me in the head and put a hole in my head where I still have the scar that itched sometimes, but I still have the scar in my head where the hole was. But now I'm kind of seeing like bits and pieces of vision, like somebody led me somewhere, and that's how I got it. And the second head trauma I got was when I moved in, sharing a room in the house, and I didn't know that these people dealt in witchcraft and like that. But anyway, one day I was getting out the shower there, and the lady that owned it, we had a disagreement because I was in the word and I stayed in my word, and we had a disagreement, and I was stepping out the shower, and I really believe she had put some baby oil under the mat while I was in the shower. And when I stepped out the shower, I slipped and I hit the back of my head on the bathtub really hard. That was the second head trauma. No, that was the third. The second head trauma was when I was in my teens, I was on the back of a motorcycle, and he took off real fast, and it flipped me backwards, and I hit the pavement on my head first. And so, that was the second. So I had three major head traumas, and it keeps me confused at times. And that's when the part of dyslexia come in, because I can read, I can do certain things, but math and spelling is not there. And then at times I can't think.
Okay.
So those are my things.
All right. Okay, let's talk about the first thing. The Bible said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And seeing as I've seen you, you're a very beautiful woman. So every time you look in the mirror and you see something that's not beautiful, you bind what you see in Jesus' name, and you anoint your mirror in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you say to that thing that looks like a witch to you, you're not me. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Get out of my vision in Jesus' name. You take authority over what you're being shown, and you forbid it to ever appear to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Okay. Because Amen. That's not who you are. You're a very attractive woman. Okay?
Thank you.
And you refuse to accept any other situation for the rest of your life in Jesus' name.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Thank we just
Lord.
Break that image. Esha,
that's
led to this low self-esteem and seeing things as the devil would present them. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the witch or the warlock or the wizard or whoever it was did, we return it to them. It's their mess. She didn't ask for that. You didn't send it. And we send it right back in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. From the root, we uproot you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. You have no right trying to torment her in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, with your sword, we cut our sister free from every soul tie, be it generational or otherwise, that molested her in the name of Jesus. Now, you've forgiven those people, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes, okay. I have. Father, she's forgiven them. All of those spirits that are left over from those molestations, we bind you, all those abuse devils, all those fear, all that intimidation, all that guilt, all that shame, all that condemnation, you come up and out right now in the name of Jesus. Those memories will not taunt her any longer. Come out of her. We bind you. The entire horde, we bind you. We bind you. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We uproot you. Come up out of her life. She's a new creature in Christ Jesus. We cut her path from her. We terminate her path. It shall not have dominion over her in Jesus' name. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. Come out of her and enter her no more. We send those generational spirits bound to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All those spirits from the past that have mistreated her and abused her and attacked her, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. All the way. All of you. Make yourself microscopic and come out in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her. Back there, lurking in the shadows of the past. You're bound. You're chained. We place you into the cage in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for sending angels to make them come subject to the name of Jesus. Make these devils go. Get out of her. Get out of her life. No matter where you are in there, come out of her body. Come out of her mind. Come out of her soul. Come out of her spirit. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. The fire of God to burn you. The fire of God to burn you out in the name of Jesus Christ. And all those spirits that came in with the trauma of the head injury. Every one of those spirits that came in
to torment her, to harass her. Dyslexia, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Up and out. We get that critical thinking. We bind you in the name of Jesus. All those places that have been affected by each of those head traumas, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out right now. The entire trauma, the whole thing that the devil planned, come on out. All of it. Every bit of it. The whole thing. The whole ball. Come out. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come out of her. You can't affect her thinking. She can do, man. Come out. You're hindering it in the name of Jesus. Come out of her mind. Come out of her brain. Water spirit, we burn you out with the power of God. Come on out of her in the name of Jesus. Contusions, you're bound. Concussions, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of here, all of it. Every brain injury, you're bound. No matter how you got there, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you wrap the blood stripes of Jesus around every cell in her brain. Every cell in her brain. We submerge her brain under the blood of Jesus. We ask you to release your healing virtue.
Thank you,
into her brain, every part of her brain, every cell in Jesus' name. We ask you to restore her mind. Hey, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Irisi, now you're going to have to get some rest because the Lord's going to work on you, but you have to get some rest. The reason I know is because I had to go through this too. Okay? So there's going to be times when the Lord's going to tell you you have to get some sleep and it's not going to make sense to you. But he has to work on you. He has to work on you physically.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, we bind the confusion that comes to keep her off track.
Thank you, thank you.
And the dizziness in the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy fire. Father, we thank you for filling her to overflowing, giving her a fresh and filling in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. I love you guys too. Amen. Thank you. I love all my sisters and brothers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 484. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Anybody home? Area code 484. You're on the air live. I heard something. Hello? Did you push the wrong button? Okay, try again, because I can't hear you. All right, we'll try that again later. Area code 215. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, I was calling for prayer that whatever was in my ribcage, my heart, my legs, my hair would, like, melt away by the Holy Spirit, as well maybe a higher-paying job, and to be focused on doing my homework and a test that I have coming up, also against astral travel, because everyone at my work seems to be a wizard or a witch or something of that nature, so I'm constantly praying But it's just extreme right now.
Well, do you come up when we're every service and listen? Because we bind up astral travel every service.
Yes, I used to come a lot, and then I just started coming back recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped coming, and then I just came back.
Okay, well, the more consistent you are, the better results you get. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our sister before you. Aha, okay. The Lord says you have open doors.
Yeah.
You got open doors. You want to tell me about them?
I don't know. There's so many. I guess work can be one of them.
Well, just tell me about them.
Just by me entering and, like, aligning with that, just, I guess, the work people, opened me up for demonic attacks, the ones that I know of. But then that's why I sort of pulled away from, like, not pulled away from God, because God is God, but I was like, I'm praying, and I'm the only one busting my butt in prayer here, and I'm still getting attacked. And then there's doors upon doors, and I work with kids, and I'm praying with the children, and the children get used to sort of attack me, and it's a hot mess in there. But I am seeing God, like, you know, start moving the heads that should be moved around, if that makes any sense. So I'm seeing God work. But for me to say that I don't know. Every day I step in there, it's like chaos upon doors. So I don't even know how to answer that.
Okay. Well, we're all on a fast now. Are you fasting with us?
I'm fasting because, like I said, I pray, and then when I come home, I, like, listen to old prayers from this blog talk. So I'm already doing that, because if not, then it will be worse on me. But
okay,
no,
but
my question is,
we as a ministry are participating in a fast now. Are you participating with us?
I will be, though.
Okay, the fast consists of water, Holy Communion, and soup.
Okay.
Water, Holy Communion, and soup. That's it.
Okay.
And the fast goes all the way through Sunday evening. I think it's at 5 p.m. Yep, all the way through Sunday evening at 5 p.m. And the focus of the fast is for you to fellowship with your Heavenly Father.
Okay.
All right? You need to open your Bible, your King James Version of the Bible, in the books of Proverbs and Psalms, and he will lead you to the scriptures he wants you to study and talk to him about. All right?
Amen.
Okay, now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up her job. We lift up her job to you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to help her to navigate through that situation in Jesus' name. We ask for your favor upon her, Father. We ask for you to cover her while she's there in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the witchcraft at the workplace in the name of Jesus Christ. Break it in the name of Jesus. We set her free from all those people at the workplace in the name of Jesus with your sword. We cut her free. Hey, hallelujah. We cut her free in Jesus' name. The Lord says that you need to come up in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and put your prayer request in.
Okay.
You need to come up in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and put your prayer request in. And your prayer request is to say, Heavenly Father, whatever you have to say, whatever you're asking him to do, and a couple of scriptures, and say thank you. And that's it. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
All right. Do you have your prayer language yet?
I do.
Can you take a deep breath? Father, we ask, Lord, that you give our sister a promotion in the job world in the name of Jesus, one that you selected for her in Jesus' name. We ask you to prepare her for that position in the name of Jesus Christ and secure it for her, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you. Amen. Now, you listen. You come up every time we're on the air. You go into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You put your prayer request in there. And you're going to see things get better, all right?
Thank you. They have been getting better. I've seen God, like, move a lot, but it's just, it's like, whoa.
All right. Well, you just keep at it, okay? We love
you. Thank
you.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Area code 240, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Pastor Sabrina. How are you today?
I'm just fine, and you?
Praise the Lord. I do have a little testimony and a little
story.
Yes. So the other day I went to get something very small. I needed some toothpicks. And those toothpicks, you can only find them in one store. And then, you know, I wanted to buy some stuff for the soup and stuff like that. There was another store there. So after I got my little groceries, I went to the store. I said, I don't think today God wanted to use me. That's what I thought. I said, as a matter of fact, Lord, you know, actually, I really don't feel like doing anything today. So I just got in the store, looked for my things. I couldn't find it. So I also needed, by the way, I needed something for my itchy scalp. And I thought they might have it there. So I was looking, this lady comes and she said, can I help you? I said, yeah, I'm looking for this, blah, blah, blah. And they said, oh, I don't think we have that today. And the store's actually kind of empty, so they couldn't find it. So I'm like, okay, what about the pomade for the, you know, for the scalp? So she took me there. They don't have it either. So I'm like, okay, I guess I can't get anything today. So a young man comes and joins the conversation, and she tells the woman, remember me? I used to work here. And they start talking. And then the woman looks at me, the saleswoman, and says, you know, he used to work here too. A young, very good looking, like a 20-year-old, clean cut, very, very, very handsome, very polite. And then he said, "Hi, can I help you?" So I told him what I was looking for. So he said, I think I know what you're looking for. Come, I'll show you." So he takes me there, and the woman follows. And then, just to make the story short, he was helping me and he doesn't work there anymore. He just came to check on his body, as he said. So, I wasn't even, I was going to minister to him because I felt like today was not the day. I just felt like I wasn't even able to do it today for some strange reason. And the guy just stuck with me. The woman left us. So we started talking and talking and talking. And I said, "What do you do?" And he was telling me and said, "Oh, you're so nice. You used to work here and all that. You're such a nice person. Why don't you come back here again?" I said, "No, I want to find something else now to do." Then the Lord tapped on my heart. He said, "Tell him about me." I said, "Okay." I said, "Hey, by the way, you have Jesus in your heart?" And he said, I said, "You know, Jesus is coming back, you know. In these days, we need him in our hearts." I was just saying things that I think that God was telling to me, like a story. I said, "You know, I think God, Jesus is coming back, and we need to be ready, yeah? Are you ready when he comes back?" And so I used, the Lord put the scripture in my heart, and I said, "You know, he's coming back like a twinkling of an eye." And I think, I don't know if I made, I got the right scripture, but I was quoting on Matthew 24:40. Then shall two be, is that okay if I read it?
Yes.
Okay, then shall, 40, then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left. Two shall be grinding at a mill, the one shall be left, the one shall be taken and the other left. And then I used the other, I don't know which one it is. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 15:52. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And I could see him shaking. And he was like, he put his hands together and he put them over his mouth. Like he was like, "Oh, really?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, I minister to people as well. So I just wanted you to, It's as easy as this. When I invited him, I said, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, Father God. I'm a sinner." It's as simple as that. Just ask him to come into your heart, and he will come into your heart. And then before, I was going to say, I said, "Can you do that even on your own, if you are ready?" So I was going to say, "Would you like to do it now?" But, you know, I realized I was in a store, and I could see the woman now coming around, and some people are coming around now. And I'm like, "Okay, the Lord, I got to be quick now." I said, "Would you like to invite him?" And all of a sudden, he got so scared. He got so scared. He said, "Oh, I know." And he started to say something else. And I said, It's okay. Don't worry. You know, just remember what I just told you. I'll be praying for you. Okay? Just invite him in. Don't worry. I'm not going to say it again. So I dug in my pocket. I got two trucks, as I always carry them, and I don't even know which ones I gave him, but I guess the Lord wanted me to, so I just handed it to him. My question, when I left the store, I felt like maybe I should have done more for Sabrina. Maybe I should have done more, but I just hope that he is going to do that, and I'll be praying for him. That's what I said to him, and then I left him. So then my other prayer is, I have children that have four, and three have been vaccinated out of my children. One actually because of work, but the other two, they were just like so scared. One, my other one has not, and her children haven't. And when I asked her, she said, I'm not comfortable. But this one, especially my little one, she's like, I want to have Christmas with you. I want to have Thanksgiving with you. And I have no answer. Like this morning, she texted me and she said, "I would like to have Christmas with you. Are you considering doing it?" And I still don't have an answer. So I said, Lord, please give me an answer. I don't know what to say. It just kind of troubles my heart. Pastor Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this. In the first case, when you ministered to the young man, you did what the Lord wanted you to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you have to trust the Lord to take it from there. You do what you can, the Lord will take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that spirit that hindered him, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you, Lord, to give him perfect remembrance of everything our sister witnessed to him in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that no matter where he places those tracks, that he can't lose them, that they stick to him. In Jesus' name,
Lord.
We ask you,
Lord,
for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. We ask you for additional witnesses. Additional witnesses to come. And reinforce what our sister said to him in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over the enemy and his evil, wicked tactic in Jesus' name. We bind him.
Lord.
We chain him with eternal chains under darkness. We ask you, Lord, to blind the enemy to that young man in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Holy Spirit. There
yes,
it is.
Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes,
bring him on
Lord.
In,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We claim his call for the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Now, in the next
Jesus.
Thing with the shot, your body does not belong to you. It is the personal property of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It, and their bodies don't belong to them either. It is the personal property of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
None of us. Just like we are not to receive tattoos, none of us have the right to do things to our bodies that the Lord did not sanction for us to do. Fear is a sin, and fear will take you to hell. The Bible says that the fearful go into the lake of fire and brimstone. So fear is not a motivation to do anything. Fear cannot be it, and that's what the enemy is pushing, fear. And all of those who receive the fear eventually get something they don't want because they attract Satan immediately.
Yes.
Your body belongs to God.
Yes.
And if he has not told you to do that, you don't need to do it. Because the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit led you to that young man. He told you what to do. You did it.
Yes.
He didn't lead you to do that. Then you ought not
to
be doing it.
Yeah.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, he came to me. He came there to where we were. It's like the fish came to me.
That's right.
Yes, it did.
The Holy Spirit didn't tell you to go do that. I wouldn't go do it. You see, the children of God are led by the Spirit of God, not by the news, not by what's going on in the community, not somebody else's fear.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving our sister the scripture she needs to show to her children that what we have discussed is indeed the truth in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord God.
We bind their gainsaying in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Mute, muzzle, and gag the mouth of the enemy in the name of
Jesus.
Yes,
Father God. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that they will know the truth,
Jesus.
And your truth will make
Lord
them
God.
Free in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
Give you praise. Thank you for calling,
thank
sister.
You,
God bless.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome. Area code 689, you're on the air live.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Good evening, Pastor. Good evening to all. I'm driving around as I'm talking, so I'll be very quick. I have two testimonies. I have, I was working in a location down in Hollywood a couple, maybe a week or so ago. So I was led, just like that young lady was just telling you, I was led to talk to a coworker that I've never worked with. So I was like thinking it's me saying I should talk to him, but then I kept getting the unction to talk to him. So when I talked to him, I asked him, I was walking around with him, I said, why is it that you left the church? He said because he felt like his parents forced him to go to church, so he left. So I was talking to him, and I let him know that, you know, the Lord wants him back. And he was like, not really want to, you could tell he didn't want to hear nothing I'm have to say, but I just, well, I did my little portion, like you said, and I just walk away, and I left him with that, because he was more interested in looking down somebody's breast cleavage than listening to what I'm saying. So I said, Lord, you send me to plant the seed, and another come, you know, water, and you give the increase, only you. So I left him at that. Go to the next person that saw me sitting in my car. The person was like, how you doing? I've never seen you here. I said, I'm visiting down here, so I'm just assigned here today. So I said, I noticed his nose was pierced. I said, why do you pierce your nose? Do you know you're subscribing to another deity? Do you know anything about Jesus? He was like, I'm not ready yet. So I started explaining to him that people are dying left, right, and center. I said, and a lot of us, we don't think about our salvation. So, but guess what? We just die, and we don't. When we die, we can't do nothing when we die, but we're here now. So I spoke to him for like 15, 20 minutes, and he said, you know, he's young, and he's gone through some things. I said, but it doesn't matter how many things you've gone through. The Lord can always deliver you. I said, so seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And we, like, talk, and we spoke, and then he, you know, he said he was going to think about it. So I did my part there again. And then the other thing I'm calling about is Morgellons. I noticed, you know, when I was listening to one of Pastor Pat's stuff, and he was talking about Morgellons, and I noticed one morning, actually what happened, because my daughter exposed herself to someone with COVID, and my mom, I had to go get tested. So I went to go get tested, and I noticed that, you know, the vaccine, they tell you to twirl it 5 times in your nose, 5 times in one nostril, 5 times in the other. So I did that. But then after that, I realized I started getting these red dots on the front of my leg. And I was like, looking, I said, thinking back about the teaching, I said, is this Morgellons I'm getting? So, you know, I started doing research, and then I talked to the Lord about it. I started doing research. I said, so I started learning some stuff about it, because I never used to really pay attention, because you guys always pray about it for us. So, and I would come in agreement, and I just leave it at that. So that's one of the things I'm calling about, just prayer against Morgellon. And the last thing is just to encourage others that's on the line that's believing, who don't really put their testimony. I was taking a shower a couple of months ago, and I realized when I try to soap myself up, I realized my feet and my fingers, they started like getting crooked, like somebody with rheumatoid arthritis. So I remember when you guys were saying take authority, so I immediately say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority, dominion, and power over my limbs, because they're supposed to work, and they intend to work, you know, the way God intended them for them to work before the foundation of the world. And then my feet, I couldn't stretch them out, and then all of a sudden, you know, they stretched out once I started praying like that. And I just want to thank God, and just to encourage people that we can't just see things and just leave our mouth shut. We got to open it. We got to open our mouth and take authority over, because God gave us dominion over everything in the earth. He didn't give it to demons. He gave it to us. So that's what I have to say right now, and that's it, Pastor. So.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the testimony. Keep witnessing. Father, in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
You're welcome. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Marshall. Oh, Brother Marshall. Where are you? Oh, there you are. Hi. How you doing? I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you sound like you're a long ways off.
Put the headset on. That was the speaker. Is that any better?
Not so much.
You're on the other phone.
Hold on. Let's try this.
The other phone's almost out of juice.
Is that better? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Let's see how this goes. How about that?
Can you still hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. I got to shut this other phone off. It's almost out of juice, so.
Okay.
There we go. It needs to be charged. We all need to rest. Even the phones need to rest from time to time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your fellowship and your friendship and your amazing, extravagant grace. He withheld not his own son, but gave him up for us all. How shall I not also with him also freely give us all things? We thank you for giving us all things, Father. We don't rejoice that the demons are subject unto us, but we know they are because you made that abundantly clear. You're no respecter of persons. What you've done for one, you'll do for another. Even in Luke chapter 10, beginning of verse 17, which I should have memorized, but I'm working, help me, Lord, to get the words hidden in my heart that you want. Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned. This wasn't just for the 12, not just the 3, whatever, but for the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. That's because of the blood. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for hanging on that tree. Thank you for taking our cup of cursing. Thank you for having that vinegar on the sponge on the hyssop branch. Person with hyssop and us shall be clean. If we die with him, we shall also live with him. As we reckon ourselves dead to ungodly fear, dead to selfishness, taking anxious thought for tomorrow and all other sins, which we do repent of, Father, in Jesus' name, for us and our forefathers, we ask you to have mercy on us, Father, for your mercy's sake. Forgive this people, this nation, especially the United States, but all the various nations, including the nation of Israel. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father. Deliver all those people who have been forced into getting jab, Father God, that didn't need it. Oh, Father God, we bind every ungodly spirit coming against all your saints, Father, in Jesus' name. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father, in Jesus' name. All the prayers of the saints in your prayer language, as the Lord leads and as you feel kind of willing to follow the King in Jesus, and the King of kings and Lord of lords, who has all power in heaven and earth. And Jesus is Lord of all. He really, really is Lord of all. Acts 10:36. We pray, Father, as we come before your throne of grace, because of the blood of covenant, with our big brother Jesus, who's ever living to make intercession for each of us. We pray for the workers who are choosing to get fired rather than to be vaccinated. And we ask you to bless each and every one of them, the airline pilots, the firefighters, the people in the EMS system, the police, the paramedics, the EMTs, and the nurses, and the respiratory therapists, and all the people just walking off the job and looking for other employment. I heard about a nurse, Father, who was kind of said, no, I'm not taking this bioweapon. No, and she went out and started her own home care all on her own. Just boom. But you helped her, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Help the people to find the jobs they need, including those in the U.S. military that are saying, nope, yes, I love my country, and I love to be, I wanted to do this. Most of the people that are in the vocations that they're in, Father God, is because somebody gave them the impression that was a great thing to do. Maybe they had a father, a grandfather was in the military. Maybe they had a mother, a nurse, or whoever, or a family member that was doing whatever that, you know, there was a police officer. That sounds like a great thing. I want to do that. That's really great. But, Father, they've had to walk away from those things. So help them to find proper employment. Ask you to bless them abundantly. And we thank you, Father God, for raising up kind of the body of Christ to support one another, Father God, and drawing many, many, many in the valley decision to make the right choices, Father God, those that are in the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ. And we thank you for drawing them, even as you drew each one of us and are drawing us more and more intimately to you, Father. And that's what the fast is about. It's not a water-only fast. It's, and what we're having to have, bowl of soup is more than some people have in Haiti after the earthquakes and all the horrific things they've had down there, Father God. And some people in the third world are very happy to have a little bowl of rice. So, Father God, we thank you for the abundance of your provisions in the natural and especially in the spiritual, Father God. Thank you for all the spiritual blessings that you give, Father God. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father God. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We have a heavenly Father. He's not like our earthly Father. My earthly Father wasn't a terrible person, and I'm so grateful for that, Father. But some people had terrible earthly fathers that treated them well like they were full of demons, because maybe they were. But, Father God, you wanted those people to be here on the earth, each one of us. You don't make any junk. And we thank you, Father God, for helping each of us to recognize that you, our Heavenly Father, you don't make junk, and you love us with such a perfect love. No greater love. How does that go, Lord? This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the substitute and sacrifice for our sins, because my sins, Marshall's sins, were so horrific, so awful. I was so controlled with pride, so controlled with ungodly fear, and lots of other things, love of this world, covetousness, all kinds of things, love of money, all the nasty, nasty, the love of the money is the root of all evil. Not money isn't, but the love of it is. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us. I'm asking you to deliver many, all those connected relations, each of us, and all those we've interceded for in Jesus' name, including those in heads of corporations, Father God, including the heads of oil companies, heads of different states, Father God, in Jesus' name, including the so-called Biden regime, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine intervention for all those at Exxon, the Double X, Double Cross oil company, in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver all of us from the plans of the enemy to steal, kill, and or destroy. So, Satan, we bind you, the mind blinder, and every one of your underlings to steal, kill, and or destroy. You, Satan, are permanently, perpetually, continually bound in the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and in earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. And Jesus says in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And we do that in agreement, and also Matthew 16:19, individually, saints, we can do that. We bind you, Satan, and all your underlings. You bind the strong man, according to Mark 3:27, in Jesus' name, as well as Matthew 12:29. You, the strong man, are bound in the name of the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth. And Jesus says in John 14:13 and following, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And as joint heirs with Christ, we do decree it and declare it, even according to Job 22:28, in Jesus' name. So you, Satan, are bound. All your assignments and all the assignments of all your little underlings are bound, including every spirit of ungodly fear, Leviathan, Kundalini, every marine spirit, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of humanism, New Age movement, every occultic spirit from yoga and every other ungodly spirit, and every spirit from the different cults in Jesus, including the new cult of that pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft, which is manifested through this jab in Jesus. Every spirit of idolatry is bound. We bind every spirit of idolatry in agreement in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit from our position seat in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs 18:10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And we're safe in you, Jesus. For you we live and move and have our being. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons down there in the second heavens to the demons on earth, as well as the demons in the bush and the deep, and all those who have interceded for, including all those railing against all those standing for the truth, including all those in the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ in Jesus, including all the various doctors standing for the truth, all the various lawyers standing for the truth, all those various medical professionals who put their reputation and livelihood on the line to say no to the jab and no to the bioweapon that was paid for by all of us wonderful U.S. taxpayers through the Department of Defense and sent to China to perfect, and they did such a nice job. But it wasn't just that. And so the pharmaceutical companies, you bind every one of these ungodly spirits trying to steal, kill, and to destroy, including those trying to ramp up the oil price and trying to steal food and heat and provisions for the saints. We bind every one of you in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. There may be no further flow of power communication with the demons of the second heavens, the demons on earth, to all those who have been in the state of war, and all those who are running against all the saints. In Jesus' name, every spirit of retaliation coming against each and every one of us, every spirit of backlash is returned on the heads of the spirits who sent them, due to those spirits, what they intend to do to us. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, even according to the word of the living God, in Jesus' name, including all those who were involved, participated in this morning's prayer meeting, in Jesus' name particularly, but all of us continually, and all of our family members, and all of those that are in coming into the body of Christ that we've been interceding for, including all the children. Deliver all the children, Father, all the children, and give the parents of the children, particularly the children that are in regular school, particularly the public schools, Father God, to stand up and say no to critical race theory, no to forced mandates, no to jabs, putting bioweapons in children to cause them to be sterilized or worse, in Jesus' name, cause myocarditis or any of these possible things that have been talked about by many people in different places, which is why they've been outlawing the jab for younger people in three Scandinavian countries, and we thank you for giving them Moderna anyway. So thank you for giving the wisdom to make that decision, Father. Give the people in authority and the wisdom. We pray for those in authority, Father. Those in authority that you've allowed to be there for your purposes, Father God, to show the difference between light and dark. There's a great darkness outside of the spring. There is a great darkness. But here are our light, Lord Jesus. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. It's a wonderful song, too. We thank you for that light, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We don't necessarily need crude oil for light, because the oil olive beaten for light, the Holy Ghost is our light. And Jesus is that light. He's the light in us, and he's the light that's shining forth. And we thank you, Father, for the glory for defense for all of your children. Thank you for keeping us by the power of your name. Every spirit of backlash is returned on the heads of the spirits to send them. We ask you to bring to light what the enemy is trying to do, Father God. And we thank you for exposing it in many different countries and many different ways, kind of even supernaturally, Father God. You said, the word of God, Jesus says in Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. And you confirmed it several places, including Mark 4:22 and Luke 12:2 and Luke, it was at 8:17. Many of the saints like to put that up in the prayer room. It's a great scripture. And also it talks right in there about the candlestick. And you know what? When Jesus was put on the cross, I think he was a candlestick. That's just my opinion. The blood, I think, has to do with light. That's just my opinion. We can talk about it someday. Praise God. Kind of the Lord willing. And it is written in Psalm 79:12, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the blood of covenant, your word, ask it, hasten your word to perform it, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said, render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms, their reproach, wherever they have reproached thee, O Lord. Because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So the people that are trying to cause retaliation against Sabrina Sessions or Bill Pringle or any one of the saints, Trish or NK, any of the saints coming up, God bless seven, all the saints that have repented of their sins, Father God, the curse causeless shall not come in Jesus' name. And we ask for you to perform your word. I remember which verse it is. It's Psalm 103, verse 6. The Lord, Yahweh, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And that's not just the people that have been downtrodden for many decades in one particular area, people coming against the indigenous peoples of this nation, the American Indians, or those people coming against those in the Pygmies in some place in Africa. Those people have been coming against those, the Aborigines or wherever they are in Australia. But now all the people and all the nations are being oppressed by this very small percentage, less than 1%, like 150 people trying to control 7 billion people. They must really think they're God. So, Father, we ask you to uncover what their plans are. This is nothing new. They didn't just come up with this. They've been planning this a long, 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 long time in Jesus' name. So we ask you to do what you said in your word. You said men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. These people aren't hungry. The B. Gates and the rest of them are not hungry. So the gates of hell will not prevail against your kingdom, Lord, including the B&M gates will not prevail against your kingdom, Lord Jesus, even as it is written in John chapter 16. put it about that. But if he be found, I think we found B. Gates. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house, including those from communist China and all the other nations that were involved in tampering with the U.S. election and other things in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring it all to light, Father God. And every one of these retaliations and every spirit coming against each one of us, I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouths of the enemy, and may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants them to hear in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask for your divine help and intervention to keep the Internet working for the saints, especially, Father God. You can make a division between your saints and the others if you wish. Those people using the Internet to just go up and do pornography, you might want to cut that off for them for a season, Father God. They might have the opportunity of learning the gift of repentance to the acknowledging of the truth that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil. But those that are using the Internet for your purposes, Father God, to encourage one another in the Lord and to pray one for another and to intercede, kind of even as you asked us to, you said, if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Hey, maybe with fasting. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And your eyes are red with wine. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Savior. And you are the last Adam. And Adam means blood in the face. If my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways of ungodly fear, love of this world, pride, thinking I know anything at all, and pride, because apart from you, Jesus, I can do nothing. I can't burp. I can't pass wind. I can't do anything. Not a single, single thing without you, Lord. We're all gorgeous hunks of dust, but we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for that anointing. If my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Thank you for listening, Father. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Father, you've done it before. I know we've sinned terribly, Father God, in this nation. Horrific, horrific things that are being done to your children that you created in your image. And some of the people who are doing these things, they actually think they're Christians, some of them. They think, well, this is just a medical thing. I'm just going to get a little vaccination. They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Some Christians who've had tattoos and other things, Father God, they really don't know what they're doing. Help us all. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding for us. Thank you for ever living to make intercession for us. You have the power of an endless life. That's the power of the cross. That's the power in the communion in Jesus' name. It is a tremendous, tremendous power in the fellowship. We're having communion during these times of fasting. It's not an idle little thing. The New Testament church had tremendous power. You know, they had lots of signs and wonders following, didn't they? Kind of, what did they do? They broke bread daily. I recommend communion daily. And there's some people that do it at least twice a day. A pastor of the church I was in for 7 years, he did it three times a day for a season. And he said, the Holy Spirit spoke to him, said, you're cleaning up your garbage pot, your garbage pail, to get rid of the garbage. He got to examine his own heart each time. It's good to examine it before you have communion. And you don't have communion to remember everything you did bad. You have communion to remember everything Jesus did wonderfully, extraordinarily, graciously, when he took that cup of cursing that we might receive his cup of blessing. And we thank you. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Help me to remember where I was going to go, Lord, if you want me to continue down that path. And I thank you for hearing the prayers of the saints through the chat room, Father God. When I put a prayer request in, I couldn't find things I needed for my taxes, Father God. And I put a prayer request in, and it wasn't even 20 minutes later. I found some of the things I needed, had no idea where they were. So I thank you for answered prayers. Thank you that you hear our prayers. Why? Because Jesus is interceding for us. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth. In Jesus' name. Well, now I remember. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now I remember where I was going. And it's in 1 Corinthians. Where is that, Lord? 1 Corinthians, is it 5? Kind of, or is it 4 or 5? Kind of, I think it's 1 Corinthians 5, 4. 1 Corinthians 5, 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, his name's written in blood, just like you have it on the lintel and post. And that's how the Jewish people got out of Israel. His name is written in blood. When you have it on this temple of the Holy Spirit, you have it to the door of your heart. In Jesus' name, you have the blood. When you have the little cup of red juice, and his name is written in blood. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you're gathered together, and my spirit, the spirit of, this was Paul speaking, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, there's something real supernatural that goes on. People having communion actually can communicate in the spirit. I don't understand it. That's what it says. There's a couple of scriptures. I'm not going there right now. But there's tremendous, tremendous, tremendous power. And that's we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. we don't love our natural lives more than Jesus, because Jesus is really our life. And he can't die again. That's catch 22. Satan can't kill him. He already died once. Praise the Lord. And that's where you have tremendous, tremendous power. When we reckon ourselves dead to the old, we pray. Pray for the Michigan parents who are seeking to overturn a longstanding state constitutional amendment outlawing public funding of private and religious schools. We pray for that, Father God, for your supernatural favor and intervention in all these situations, including delivering all your saints from every attack, Father God, including those in Michigan and every other, not just Michigan, but every state, every commonwealth, and all the nations, Father God, those in Australia, those in France, those in all the nations, Father God, those in Israel, Father God, those in Israel that were forced to take a fourth vaccine, Father God, they couldn't kill them fast enough. They were the highest so-called, whatever the variant, they wanted to slap a name on it. There's no test for the variant anyway. It's just because the variant is the jab. Hello. Anyway, at least that's what a lot of people think. Of course, I don't know. What am I? I'm not a scientist. Well, I am. I guess I did get my degree in biology, and that was only by the grace of God. Thank you. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, all these corporate entities, Father God, international corporate entities, especially, Father God, that are doing things contrary to your will, even as we've heard that Amazon has been handed an $88 million fine by the European Union regulators for breaching the European Union's, that is, the European Union bloc's data protection laws. The fine is the largest issued by the EU, but is still less than 1% of the firm's annual revenue. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to release your judgment against all market manipulations by Amazon and every other large corporate entity being used by the devil, Father, and those people in authority in those organizations, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, many people have been benefited by some of these corporations being provided goods and services, Father God, but some of these organizations do a lot of the stuff just to track people. They want to keep a record of who buys what, when, and where. So, Father God, we ask you to hide all of your people, from the ungodly control of the corporate, international corporate groups, particularly Amazon and all the other ones, and those from the social media platforms, the Twitters and the Facebooks and all the rest of them, Father God, and those in authority, Father God, federally and state governments, Father God, that have done horrific and awful things, including in Michigan, Father God, against your people. And we ask you to overturn every plan of these enemies, Father God, that the people, Father God, even as this dear sister, I heard about it, who said all the parents need to have, there has to be a mass exodus from the public schools, and then there's going to be freedom. Then there's going to be freedom for the children, Father God. And thank you, Father, raising up, help people homeschool, help grandparents, help people's in neighborhoods be able to help the children, because some of the parents actually still are able to have jobs, Father God, and be able to go to work. So they need to be able to do that, Father God. So we thank you for raising up alternatives for them. If people want to homeschool, Father God, or people who want to be able to send their children to maybe Christian schools. There are some left somewhere. Some of them are, I guess they still are, kind of, and some religious schools. Yeah, there are some Jewish schools and Quaker schools and other things, variations on. But anyway, Father God, we ask you to deliver them. And all those, Father God, in harm's way, including those standing for the truth, even at their own personal harm, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the divine intervention for the saints in Canada, Father God. I know many people from Canada listen to the broadcast, Father, but there are people from other states and other countries, Father, other areas that are listening, Father, and we ask you to deliver them as well, Father God. I thank you for the example of was the pastor, Artur Pawlowski, who came from Poland, moved to Greece for a season, and spent most of his life raising his family in Canada, in Alberta, Father God, and they've slapped horrific charges against him, say, you can't have a church service. Absolutely no. You're going against COVID protocols. But the mayor of his town is a worshiper of Islam. And there are films of all the people, 1,000 people in one of the mosques, and they're worshiping their funny god. But they're not even, most of them don't even have masks on, Father God. But there's no retaliation against them. Could this just be persecution? But he left the United States to go back and face his jail time because he's already been judged without a trial, Father God. And he did nothing wrong except share the gospel, Father God, and keep his church open. When they said, no, you have to close it down. He said, I'm not closing it down. I know about tyranny. My whole family grew up with it in Poland. We had the Nazis. We had the, we had all the terrible things from the Soviet bloc. And he wanted freedom, which is why he came to Canada. What did he get? He found out that there are demons all over the place. There are demons in every nation, Father God. We ask you to deliver us from all these nasty, nasty spirits. We love every human being. Sometimes it's a little challenging. Even our family members that have not yet accepted Jesus fully in their hearts, Father God, some of them think they have, as Sabrina talked about. Father, we ask you to deliver them all. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Draw them to the Lord Jesus. Give them to the Lord Jesus. Write the names. Write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, because Jesus says in John 16, 23 and 24, whatever you ask the Father in my name, because of the blood of the covenant, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. What does the blood of the covenant mean? That means we died with Jesus. For I am crucified with Christ, dead to the old man, dead to fear, dead to taking anxious thought, dead to pride, dead trying to figure it all out myself, dead to taking anxious thought for tomorrow. For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but who lives in me? Christ liveth in me. The anointed one liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, yes, we do live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. What's his faith? He knew if he could just be that little seed that would die, he could bring forth an abundant crop. And we think of the seed is the Word of God, like it says in Luke 8:11. We thank you for planting incorruptible seed in each and every one of us, Father God. For we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God who liveth and abideth forever. And Heavenly Father, you're the best farmer that's ever been out there. You know how to water those seeds with the water of the Word. You know how to fertilize them with a little bit of persecution, a little bit of trials. We ask you to deliver that pastor from Canada, Arthur Pulowski, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver him and all those that are standing for the truth, that are being thrown, those that from the so-called insurrection, which was not an insurrection, it was a peaceful demonstration, Father God, that are being held without trial, without kamakata, even in some of the solitary confinement in horrific conditions, Father God, after the thing on January 6th. And Father God, we ask you to save their souls, each and every one. Some may not know Jesus yet, but maybe they're coming to the Lord. We ask you to save each one's soul and deliver each one. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you. They're more with us than with them, even as it is written in your word. In 2 Kings 6:16 and 17, we ask you to give your obedient warring angels charge over each one of us. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. How do we have a holy, holy fear of you? We fear your name. To you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings, like it says in Malachi 4:2. We have a holy, holy reverence of your name, Lord. Even as it says in Malachi 2:5 that the Levites did, they had a reverence for your name because, ooh, they couldn't even go in to the holiest of all without doing everything just right. Otherwise, boop, they'd be slaughtered. How dead was Uzzah? Uzzah tried to stabilize the ark. It was being carried by some oxen on a cart. Boop, wrong thing. It was supposed to be carried by the Levites. We're supposed to carry that testimony in our hearts. And that's how we share it as we walk in love with God, self, and others. Do that only by your Spirit, Father. Help those, Father God, in Michigan, in every state. Help each of us, Lord, to hear and do what you want us to do, and raise up the people of God, pour forth of your Spirit, as you promised you would do, Father, in Jesus' name. Not only in Joel, but even in Acts.
How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
Following, but it is in, and it is written, and it shall come to pass on the last day, saith God.
And though I quench you right back then,
I will pour out of my Spirit
upon my
Time. communism in the public schools. They're trying to say people can't pray. They're the ones doing it.
Some have called to Lord, but now there's not another.
Every one of us and all of our family members, most enemies of our side, in Jesus' name, all the things that